All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Huay Inge Shechlech from the Ntlakemich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you. It's on Life Cycle. And we have our brother here, Wegedesk.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Eagle Nation. Super stoked about the show today. What do we got going on today, Chief?
Well, we have a subject, and it's on Life Cycle. We have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some Psychonaut, and they're from Belgium. We have possibly some Conan, and they're from England, Liverpool.
Cool.
And we have some Pink Floyd, and it's a remix. And we got some dark Egyptian music coming, and possibly some Tito and Tarantula.
All right.
And we also have some music possibly from Jacob.
Okay.
And he's going to be one of our guests coming into our program today. And so we're going to start this off. We're going to get this music going. We're going to play some Psychonaut. It's called Interbeen. So have a listen. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was Psychonaut Interbeing. And pretty powerful music.
Wow, man. Yeah.
I really love them.
Some beefy stuff.
Yeah, pretty awesome, deep stuff. And we're going to start this show off right. We're going to get our brother Wegedusk to lead us through some deep breaths.
Yes, let's do it. My favorite part. Let's give our body all the oxygen it can handle. Let's relax our belly, relax our jaw, get real nice and comfortable, nice and relaxed, and let's take a big, deep breath in. Full exhale. Oh, yeah, and if you sigh, that'll give you a nice hum to your body, too. All the way in, let's go. Wow, so good. And let's do one more. All the way in, full. And a little extra at the top. Full release, let it all go, all that stress just out into the universe. Thank you so much.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, I always feel better after those.
Yeah, same here. I really enjoy getting that oxygen into the brain.
Yes,
getting us all prepared and ready for our super subject that we have. And we have with us Jacob, and he's a radio producer of The Art Show.
Yeah, check us out. Stay tuned for in about 2 hours when I hop back in the booth here.
Yeah, it'll be some awesome music
right
as
on.
Usual. And we are going to play him some music after this. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about life cycles. So let's ask
life cycles.
Wegedusk, how are you feeling about life cycle?
Definitely. It reminds me of the birth, the life, and the death. I would think a life cycle has to start somewhere, it's got to do something, and then it's got to come to an end. And so within that is, you know, the full stop and go. We're being born, we're living, and we're dying. And it can really be overwhelming. It can be, there's so much in there. And so that's why I really advocate for the deep breathing, staying present, focusing on the positives. And hopefully we can fill our life cycle with as much positivity and growth and health as we focus on. You know, I've really noticed the more that I focus on things, the more my life is full of them. And so I really try to fill my life cycle as much as I can with the things that I choose. And I hopefully choose as many healthy things for myself as often as I can. And how about you, Jacob? What comes to mind when you think about life cycles?
Well, when I think about the phrase life cycles, I think about the term that, like, you know, within 7-10 years of your existence, you know, most of your cells have replaced themselves.
Mm.
So that's one thought that came to mind
totally there.
But life cycles in the sense of, like, I don't know, there's people can go through a lot of phases in their life. They can go through a lot of ideas. I mean, it could just be, let's say, you know, we all say it in our lives, it's not phase, Mom. But, you know, it may very well have been. I was once running around in middle school wearing raver pants and listening to Nine Inch Nails. I don't wear raver pants anymore, but I still listen to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, life cycles, let's see. Well, we all just tumble through life. There's no great cosmic plan. We're just doing the thing, which is staying upright generally. And, you know, we, as you know, our lives change and our priorities change. There are certain things remain, certain things get discarded. So, I mean, people change. It's just the way it goes.
Mm.
Like, you know, and we're not the same people we were in high school. We're not the same people we were 5 years ago. We're not the same people we were possibly yesterday, depending on what grand or important thought crossed your mind.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so real and so important. It's just like you were saying, like, we go through these stages in our lives, and it just reminded me of, like, way back when I was growing up, and the biggest thing that I thought was having striped pants.
Striped pants?
Yeah.
Like Adidas?
Just striped pants. It was just like, I guess the only way I could describe it is rainbow pants.
Right,
huh? Oh, cool.
And I thought I was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And then
sometimes it just takes a good pair of pants to lighten up your day, you know?
Yeah,
I love putting
sure.
on my bell bottoms.
Yeah,
and that's what they were too, bell bottoms.
Beautiful.
Striped.
I'm cool. Trying to bring those back. There's another cycle for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be back in style and we can try them out again.
Fashion has its own cycles too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and we're very lucky as human beings. Some of us, you know, we can live like long, long time, like in the hundreds, some of us.
Mm-hmm. There's some centennials out there. Yeah. Shout out to any centennial listening today.
Yeah, respect.
Compared to most species on Earth, you know, we have one of the longer cycles in this world. So.
Yeah, the Galapagos turtles got us beat, though.
Yeah, they do for sure. Yeah, so I have a song picked for you, and we're going to let you go for now. It was great to have you in here.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
It was awesome. So we're going to play you some Conan, and they're from Liverpool, England.
Okay.
And all right. They got some really deep bass, and it's doomy, but it's awesome. It's powerful, and just right. like your show, man.
Yeah? Let's get some Top of the Pops going here.
Rock it.
So, yeah, let's listen to some Conan. We're going to listen to
like Conan the Barbarian.
Hawk as Weapon.
Because you were first told me Conan. I was like, like Leonard Cohen, right? No.
Yeah, this is going to rock, man.
All right, cool. Let it rip.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Conan, and the name of the song was Hawk as Weapon. Man, that was powerful.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was telling the guys here, I was stomping around the house this morning like a giant trying to step on ants and bugs and whatever.
Does anybody live downstairs?
Well, I am downstairs, so.
Oh, there you go, then.
Yeah.
That's good.
Welcome, Celia.
Hello.
Everybody,
hello, everyone.
This is the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you on. And we just played a pretty raging song that was dedicated to Jacob. And we had him in here and we were just showcasing him. He's the producer of the arts show here at the CJSF 90.1 FM. And yeah, it was just an awesome time to have him in here and get his feedback on our subject, which is life cycle. And we'd love to ask you, what do you think of life cycle?
Yeah, I was listening in on what was being shared with Wigadesk, what he was sharing, and Jacob, and just the group there. And it's an important topic. I right away, my mind went to nature. You know, that nature has rhythms to it. And then we have our rhythms, which includes our life cycle, you know, where we are in life. And for me, like, I look at life as being a little co-creative. Like, nature is, we're co-creating with nature and with Creator, if you know, not everybody has that spiritual overlay. But for me, it would be that I'm co-creating. And if we can... when Wegedesk was talking earlier, you know, about, you know, the road is very seldom completely smooth. It's a ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we can soften and use grace into the flow of this through knowing about nature also being part of a rhythm and this larger sort of creation and miracle that we experience called life. I think it makes it the road a little easier, even when there's turbulence and difficulties along the way. And that's what came to mind. That was one of the big things that came to mind. And I loved what Jacob said about cell renewal. I also understand that, like, I can't remember different organs, like some things it's 90-day turnover. In 90 days, certain parts of the body are already fully regenerated on some level or turned over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like it's that idea of hope that if we co-create, we can actually be an agent in our life that a positive directions, good health, all of these types of things, that, you know, it's a combination of Creator and nature and us saying yes, basically saying yes to being co-creators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very cool.
Yeah, so that's, and just the other part that came to mind is that there is a time for everything, you know, like certain things enter into our lives and we're at certain stages. Sometimes, like I was thinking of math earlier, that when I was given certain types of math, I wasn't ready for it. Not necessarily even intellectually, but maybe, but more that psychologically, and where I was in my life, I wasn't ready. And then later, something got presented, and it was like, oh, that's so easy. Yes, of course, I understand that. Mm-hmm. So it's about a readiness or the timing of things sometimes makes a huge difference. So there's a time for everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like. Just like the, there's a writing about a time for everything, and
yes.
And sadly, we end our time by death, and we go into a new stage, and that's the one that we don't see. But it's there. We know it's there. It's lasts forever. As we're going through our lives, we're producing a legacy.
We're
producing prestige. And these are things that, you know, as we're living our lives and going through our lives and impacting the world as we know it, we have that opportunity and ability to change it and form it the way that we want to see it. And this is what we want everyone out there to know, that you have the power to change this world. You have the power to change yourself. When you can change yourself, you can change the world.
That's a very powerful, that's very powerful what you've just expressed. And the other part of that whole message too is that sometimes it can be things that seem small in the way that we are in the world that can make huge impact. So, you know, like, it can be a compassionate, open heart to someone in a moment when that's what they're reaching for, or to an animal or to nature or that type of thing. So it can be things that can seem in our minds to be small, but be huge. So that would be the other thing that I'd love to add to that. And I really like what you said there. You know, those are really important things.
Well, what you said and we're talking about too, those are really very deep things, and we always look forward to hearing and listening to you and getting some of your knowledge and wisdom out of you. It's just always a blessing for our program and for our ears.
Thanks, Celia.
Thank you. I feel likewise. So we're all, I guess, I just definitely feel the blessing. And I hope... I'm wishing everyone out who are listening that, you know, that there's some little piece that you can take away from this that helps you with your life, too. I'm just very, very thankful.
Yeah, and we thank you because we have listeners all over the world. We have them from Australia, from England, from Austria, from Germany, from Africa, Japan, Russia, Ukraine, Spain, everyone out there in the world that wants to be positive and make a difference in this world, you know, they pick up this energy and they go with it. They want it. They believe in it, and they're with us. And we just thank all our listeners out there for joining us.
And Eagle Nation.
And making this world a blessed place. So... thank you all, and thank you, Celia, for joining us. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and just thank you for joining us on here live and sharing what you have and blessing us.
Wonderful. Bye for now.
Bye, Celia.
Bye for now.
See you soon. Bye-bye, Wickedness. Bye,
Quinch. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen from all over the world, that was... our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up.